Hello, everybody, and welcome to Blend It, which is a new podcast here. And I am Brittany Pagan, and you may know me from The Blender on BakerRadio.org on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 Central and 4 to 6 Pacific. But a new thing that Baker is doing this year is we are doing podcasts. So this is my very first podcast, and it is going to be a spinoff of The Blender, but it's going to be called Blend It. And if you've listened to my show, you know that I really play music. That is the majority of my show. But instead, we're going to be just talking the whole time. And I'm going to be doing a four-part series for this podcast, and it is going to be called College Among the Classes. And I'm going to be interviewing and talking to different people from each class, and we're going to be starting out with freshmen. So that is going to be the theme of my four-part podcast series here at Baker for Baker Radio, and I'm very excited. So you may know me as your host from the West Coast, but here I am just Brittany. You may hear some snickering, and that is from my very first guest, and that is Tiana Tenari. Oh my goodness, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Brittany. How are you?
I'm good, you know, getting the words flowing this morning, you know?
It's early, it's okay.
It's a little bit early, but that's okay, because it's really nice outside, and it's all foggy, and it looks quite nice. I like it.
I'm not used to this, but it's fine. I'll get over it.
That's true. We'll get used to it. All right, so we're just going to kind of dive in to the questions that I have. And for this podcast series, I am going to try and keep the questions very similar to see if there's any differences among freshmen to juniors to seniors among the classes, see if I can find some themes. And my hypothesis, I guess we'll go that scientific route, is that there's just going to be a lot of differences, and you can see the growth among classes just because each class is very unique in its own way, and you're going to answer questions very differently, I feel like. And then I have some personal questions, not like diving into their personal life, but how they're adjusting to Baker, you know, depending on where they're from and stuff like that. So we will get started with the very first Blend It podcast. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So the very first question I have is, tell me about yourself, just some of your background interests, so everyone can kind of get to know you.
Well, I am a freshman. I'm from Colorado, so this is a little bit of a drive for me. I play softball here at Baker. I've been playing softball for a long time, it feels like. I like playing music. I have a couple instruments with me, so I dabble in that. And yeah, that's kind of me in a nutshell. All I do is play softball, study, and play music in my free time.
That's very well-rounded, though. So that is definitely a good thing, just because, you know, if you're just sports, you know, kind of unbalanced. So I think that is very good. All right, so you kind of answered my second question, is what brought you to Baker? But if you want to share your experience, maybe how many visits you came on. I know you came on a couple, at least for softball, and you want to share that?
Well, my college recruitment experience was a little different than other people. I'd known about Baker for about 3 years, and I got a couple unofficial visits with a couple students here. And I don't know, I saw the campus for the first time, and I thought it was really cute and really quaint. And I always wanted to visit a small school, or attend a small school. And my goal was to play softball at a good academic university, and Baker had all of those things to offer.
Please silence your cell phone.
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh.
You're good. We're good.
So sorry.
You're fine. Adds character to the podcast. No worries.
It's fine.
Okay, so do you think that your experience knowing about Baker for that long and everything, do you think that gives you a different viewpoint compared to other students at Baker?
I think so, in a way. A lot of people talk about their official visits, and we see high schoolers coming in for their visits, and everybody talks about it, and I can't really relate to that. I feel like I had a more quiet introduction to Baker. I didn't get any of the hubbub from going and experiencing the CAF and walking around with tours. It was just always me and Caitlin Saunders. She was on the team. She was one who always walked me around and showed me around. So I felt like it was more personable, and I think that's why I liked it.
Yeah, that'd be an amazing experience to have, like, that very personal Baker kind of Baker kind of feel, I would like to say. All right. So
absolutely.
That's fantastic. So obvious question we have to ask is, how is Kansas compared to Colorado?
Kansas is wet, and I'm going to get used to it, but I miss the mountains, I'll give you that, and the dryness. My hair loves the humidity, but that's about it.
My hair does not love the humidity, so being from California, we don't have humidity, and it just, my hair poofs up, and every year I come back after summer, it's just like, oh, good.
No, I have no problem with it. It's just, I miss having the mountains in the background, and I can't tell which way is north, west, east.
Same. South. Everyone's like, you're going to go about 30 miles northeast, and I'm like, no one talks like that back home. I have no idea which way is north. You say, you're going to take the 101 to the 5 to the C10, and it's just like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
Everyone uses the mountains. It's like, you either go towards the mountains, away from the mountains, along the mountains, or away from, I already use away, but the mountains are a compass.
That makes sense. I mean, that's a really good point to use for directions. So that makes sense to me. All right. So what experiences have you enjoyed so far? Maybe one of your best memories?
I don't know. It's all been a super positive experience. Our team actually played, we had a NAIA like tournament type thing. We got to play other NAIA schools. So we'd been recently scrimmaging other travel teams, and we had a little camp for high schoolers to come in, like recruits to come in. And this last weekend, we finally got to play some other schools. So that was really fun. It was really fun.
McPherson tournament.
Yep.
Pretty awesome. But you guys missed homecoming, so.
It's okay.
Kind of sad you missed your first one, the McPherson tournament is a good experience.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that that first NAIA softball experience was good for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. So are there any things you're looking forward to doing this year or in the future years that you haven't done yet?
It's been interesting to see with my major, exercise science, that they have a ton of opportunities for like conferences and other event type things. I didn't know that it was, how do I say it? Like, I didn't know that there was so much life of it outside of just Baker and the classroom. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to get into that and look into all of that.
She's really smart, folks. If you didn't know.
No.
Yes.
It's no.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know, I started out as an exercise science major, and my GPA went through the toilet after my freshman year, and then I found communication studies, which was the best thing that has ever happened to me. So I finally found my major, but yeah, props to you, because I just wasn't cut out for it, and that was struggle.
It's okay. Glad you found something you liked.
Thank you. I'm glad that you're doing well. That's super helpful.
I'm having fun. I like what we're studying.
That's good. Okay, so you kind of answered this already, but maybe you have something to add. So what has Baker brought to you thus far?
This is gonna sound really cheesy, but Baker has been everything people have said it was going to be. Mm-hmm. When they talk about like the community, and they talk about the way that the teachers are with their students, the more personable relationships you create, I've seen all of that start to grow. And that's been really exciting, because that's what I came here for. That's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was right.
That's exactly what I came to Baker for. And I love it.
Yeah.
Some of my teachers have seen me at my absolute worst, and I'm like, thanks, professor.
Exactly. Like
They're fantastic here. Okay, so did you go through recruitment for Greek life?
I did the first day of recruitment.
And
then I
dipped out.
I had to catch a picture, so I couldn't make it to the second day.
All right, everyone. So she chose softball over recruitment.
I'm so sorry.
So
it was so much fun. It was so much fun the first day. I got to meet a ton of people, and the people that I met, even just on that first day, like, I still see and I still talk and say hi to. So it was cool. I would say do it even if you don't want to be in a sorority.
That's like the best thing I've ever heard. I went the first day and then I didn't go back. Not because I didn't like it, but because I had softball. Like, that is literally absolutely fantastic.
That might be the story of my life.
That's awesome. So do you like being a non-Greek life right now? Or do you like not being in a house? Do you wish that you were in a house?
I personally like it. I like having my own room. I have a really good roommate, so that really helps.
You do.
And it took a second, like it takes everyone, to get used to dorm life. But, yeah, I don't want to say that I like the freedom of it, because I know the only difference is that you just live in the house and you have more people around and you get to know more people, which is an exciting, like, sure, I would love to get to know more people. But I'm okay where I'm at right now.
That's good.
Living where I am. I'm having fun.
That's awesome. Greek life or non-Greek life, you will have fun at Baker, and you will be okay and have friends. True fact.
There you go.
Okay, so how is the cafeteria so far? Do you have any recommendations on the best dish or how to survive the caf?
Eat salad. Eat a lot of salad. They have that salad bar. You can be healthy and get some salad. I don't know. I remember somebody told me that the best food are on visit days. They always serve and dish up the best stuff, and they were right. So know when your visit days are.
And go to the caf.
Yeah.
Or the free days.
Free days, too.
And you can get free food.
Yeah.
And the food's not bad on free days.
That's a win.
Yeah. Good recommendation. All right. So what would you tell your senior year high school self?
Oh, God. Don't take calculus and AP Physics 2 in the same year. Just take an easy senior year. Oh, my gosh. That would be, without a doubt. I told everybody that I talked to, and they're like, what do you have to say? Yeah, don't take calc. Don't take physics, too. Go easy. Because
I would have never thought to. No. So.
Oh, gosh.
You a smart cookie.
No, I didn't do well. I mean, I did, but I didn't have fun. It wasn't a good time.
Of course you did well. See, I was waiting for it. I was waiting for the, like... Well, I did do well, but you know what I mean?
There were a lot of tears in the process of trying to do well.
Oh, I bet.
It's okay. We're here. We made it.
We did. We made it to Baker. Yes. We're here. We're taking classes.
Not going to do calculus again.
Everything is good. So then, other than that, is there anything that you wish that you had known that you know now, like preparing for Baker, preparing for college, Baker softball? Like, what would you tell your senior self now?
Maybe on the softball side, just relax and enjoy playing a little bit more. It took me a while because I was a little bit stressed about it. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like the pressure of, oh my gosh, we're going to go play college softball. You gotta figure everything out right now.
Yeah.
You got to be really great right now. No, just relax and play and enjoy the last season that you have. And I kind of got to that point at the very end by the last month of playing. And so I just wish I would have done that a little bit longer, because it was really fun. It was really nice.
That is some fantastic advice, actually. That's awesome. Okay. So, now that you've been here for about 2 months, would you still choose Baker?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like I said, it's everything that I thought it was going to be, and it was everything that I wanted. I'm very cheesy, but it's true.
Honestly, Baker makes you a very cheesy and emotional person. You know, I feel like a lot of people come into Baker, they're not very emotional, they're not like a cheesy, like, oh my gosh, all about the group, and then there's just something like about Baker that like brings you together. It's the community, the amazing professors, the amazing people, like just Baldwin just being such a quiet, like quaint little college town, and everything revolves around Baker, in all honesty, and so... I don't know, like, I feel like one of Baker's slogans could be, it's a Baker thing, because I know a lot of people really when they come on visits, and, like, even though you have that personal visit, like, they're like, there's just something about, like, walking through campus, and, like, people being so friendly, and the professors being so nice, like, there was just something about Baker. That's the other slogan. It's something a Baker thing, Baker. And there's something about Baker, because that's, I swear, anytime I talk to anyone... That's, like, their answer, especially for, like, us students who are, like, out of state. It's, like, there was just something about Baker, and I feel like it's a very weird, mysterious thing, so I don't know what Baker's doing.
But it's working.
Yeah. Especially because Baker's so expensive. The fact that, like I had other schools. Like, I could have stayed in California, gone to a state school. It would have been a lot cheaper. Like, still played softball. And, like, you know, still decided to come halfway across the country, like, because there's something about Baker, you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
I love it. I'm having a good time.
I love Baker. Oh, my goodness. My heart just, like, explodes for Baker a little bit. Okay, so I know that you are in a relationship, and it's long distance, so how has that been so far? Has it been really difficult?
Honestly, and don't tell him this, I've been doing really well with it. We talk a lot, and, like, we make the effort to call and FaceTime when we can, but I've been super busy in a good way with softball and my studies, and I really enjoy what I'm doing, that I'm not sitting in my room crying over my long-distance relationship, as horrible as that sounds.
No, you shouldn't be crying in your room over a boy, yeah, a girl.
It's trying to avoid that. So I've been doing really well with it. He's going to come visit, and then we'll see each other.
In two weeks?
We'll see each other for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So
that's exciting.
I'm good.
That's awesome. So then do you have any advice for any current or future freshmen who are also in long-distance relationships?
Oh, man. Don't fight over text. That's, like, rule number one. That was a ground rule that I said. I was like, we do not fight over text because things are misinterpreted and miscommunicated, and it's just, you're just going to be angry, and it's not going to be good.
Absolutely.
Don't fight over text.
That's
number one.
Very smart and mature of you to, like, acknowledge as a first semester freshman in a relationship, because, like, I've seen some people handle things very poorly, my freshman year, so, like, that's very mature and awesome of you. So I think that is just, like, wonderful advice for anyone in a long-distance relationship.
Yep.
All right, so now we're going to kind of ease up on the questions here and just kind of finish it out. So we're going to go through some favorites, all right? We're just going to list them off. What is your favorite food?
Oh, favorite food? I like ice cream. I could eat ice cream every day. Cookies and cream ice cream.
I like pairing cookies and cream with mint chip.
Really?
Yeah, it's so good. Or, like, mint chip cookie, like,
ice cream.
Yeah, you know, like
mint Oreos.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. I don't do mint and ice cream, so I can't relate.
Oh, that's, like, my favorite one.
No, I'm sorry. Mint is for gum. Ice cream's for sugar.
There's sugar in gum as well, so...
Now I feel dumb. Next question.
Okay. You're not dumb. What is your favorite animal?
Oh, I'm a horse girl. I was the annoying horse girl in elementary school. I'm less so now, but still like horses.
Did you have a bunch of posters all in your room and everything?
No posters, just the stuffed animals.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I did, too. I think every girl goes through the horse phase,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think so. All right, what is your favorite place to be all time, ever?
Oh, gosh.
Or maybe you haven't gone there yet, but you know it's your favorite place.
We've got family in Chile, and I don't know what it is, but Santiago, the capital where they live, in the rain, is just, I don't know, it's just a thing. There's something, there it is again. There's something about Santiago in the rain. That it's just...
Says the girl who doesn't like Kansas because it's wet.
Yes, and I don't know what it is, but I'll take that over.
It's a different kind of wet.
Yes, there's a smell that's just unique to it.
Okay, I totally get what you mean. Yeah. Like, and if you were to smell that somewhere randomly in the States, you'd be like, what the heck?
And there's sometimes that it's like, that smells vaguely like Santiago in the rain. It's, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But there's mountains there, so like...
Okay, kind of bring
it ties brings all it everything around. Together. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's awesome. And then, what is your favorite possession?
Oh, my violin for sure. Just because I can carry the violin around, or else I would have said the piano. But that one's back home.
Yeah, the piano's a bit more difficult, but the violin you could just whip that bad boy out at any time
with like some notice in advance, so that I can have it. But
Okay, true.
Yeah, the violin for sure.
Okay, so if you could sum up your experience so far in, like, 1 to 3 sentences, or just, like, what's, like, just been, like, the best thing so far? summed up
altogether? Softball has been great. It's been, we've worked hard. We have fun. I'm learning a lot. We're doing a lot. And I'm loving what I'm learning in my classes. I was a little on the fence coming to Baker and going to school in general, just about what I was going to study. And that first orientation day, meeting the teachers and starting those classes the first week, I was like, this is what I want to learn about. This is what I want to study. So I've been really happy.
Wow. Fantastic. I think that went really well.
Thanks.
I had fun. How do you feel about that?
Good.
You know,
I'm worried I didn't talk loud or quiet enough at some point, so I apologize to your ears.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
It's all good. I mean, it's the first time, like, speaking to, like, professional microphone. No big deal. My levels are probably all over the place, too.
It's okay.
All right. So, normally, on the Blender, I would go into some music, and we would do, like, a perfect playlist with Tiana. We'd mix it up, have fun. She'd come back on air. But this is a podcast, so there's not going to be any music. Unfortunately, as you all know, the Blender is like, that's my thing, is all about music. But this is Blend It. So I'm not really sure how to end it. So I'm just going to say thank you to Tiana for coming in this morning a little bit early so we could record this, because our schedules are both a little hectic and crazy, you know, with softball and everything going on. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Hopefully I didn't interrogate you too much.
No. It's all good. You should do it. It's fun.
Yeah. Come be on Blend It or the Blender. So with that, my name is Brittany Pagan. This is Blend It. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully you listened the entire way through, and enjoy the rest of your day.